everyone, and welcome back to the So Rude podcast. My name is Paige Ruderman, and I hope you're having a great day. On today's episode, I wanted to discuss my experience during Tin Pan South last week. Tin Pan South is a songwriter festival hosted in Nashville, Tennessee, once a year that brings in incredible songwriters, over 100 performers in rounds all around town, in addition to a seminar experience that the Nashville Songwriting Association International hosts. And I can go on for hours about the week and what I took away from it, but I thought I would boil it down into my top takeaways to try to make this episode as powerful as possible for someone who either wasn't able to attend the event, didn't know about the event previously, or to help them try to wrap their heads around maybe things they could have taken away from this experience. So as a first top takeaway, it's getting involved with the community. And I know I've said this before on many episodes, but I really can't stress enough how important it is to get out and meet people, and especially volunteering. Like, take this best tip ever away. Volunteering places means you usually get to go there for free. And you get to experience whatever the event is without having to spend money. And if you're someone like me who's like currently between roles, or maybe you're looking for your next job because your current role doesn't pay enough, well, to fund your experiences and your hobbies and your creative passions, well, you can do that with money, but you can also do that with time. And so volunteering is a great opportunity to do that. You also really get to know the organization you're volunteering with even better and help strengthen your involvement there. So realistically, you've gotten to know some of the people that work the front desk or some of the people that work in the building. But if you really want to get to know an organization, spend some time volunteering with them. Get to know them as people outside of the office. And it's also making friends. I became even more friendly with people I knew around town just by showing up and spending time together. So getting involved in your community is extremely important. And let's say there's nothing happening in your local community. Well, there are things that happen throughout the United States or even internationally, I imagine, all throughout the year. And so can you find opportunities to get involved with those things, even if they're outside of the hometown that you're currently living in? Second top takeaway, going up and introducing yourself at rounds. I cannot stress the importance of having the self-confidence enough to just build up who you are as a person. You're a valuable member of whatever community or industry you're working in. And by going up and introducing yourself to people at rounds, it helps you get to know people. It helps you build those relationships and build those connections. So that way, the next time you go up and introduce yourself to someone, they're like, hey, I remember you. That actually happened to me a couple of times this week where I bumped into people at rounds, either people performing at rounds or people sitting in the audience at rounds. And it's like, hey, I saw you last year, or hey, I saw you at this event. And it just helps people get to know your face. I feel like, especially if you want something out of an industry, like if you want a publishing deal or if you want an artist project or you want to, you know, work with a label one day, well, if you go up and you show your face and you introduce yourself to people and you're friendly and you're nice, people are gonna have a great feeling when they walk away from you. They're gonna remember that the next time you interact with them. So it's very, very important going up, introducing yourself at rounds, asking people about them, getting to know who they are, and just help fostering those relationships. It's going to come back for you tenfold, I promise. Number three, finding future collaborators. So another great thing about getting involved at not just Tin Pan South, but any kind of like songwriting, music festival, it's you're finding your future collaborators. Your network is your net worth. And we've heard that placed in the financial sphere, but it's the same thing when it comes to the music industry. The incredible talent you meet going to events like this, it's because you're finding other people who are taking the craft as seriously as you are. If they're spending the time and the money and the energy typically to come to an event like this, it's because they're really invested. Or maybe they've already made it and now they're giving back in a way. They're helping out their label or their publisher by playing the round. Or maybe they just have a really innate desire of a moral compass to want to volunteer and give back themselves. So you're going to just get in touch with people that are going to be pretty unattainable in other times of the year. And you never know when you're going to meet a future collaborator or a future connection, or how you meet someone now and then you come back around to them the following year. You also want to make sure that you're leaving them with a good impression. So you're showing up, you're friendly, and you're exciting to talk to, and you're easy to talk to, and you're asking them about themselves. Again, you're kind of like making sure that the person you talk to feels good about themselves. And that really relates to my next point, which is you are building your brand day in and day out. Your reputation, your name. When your name comes up to people, you want your brand, you want your reputation to speak for itself. You want it to be a really strong, positive message, not something that people are like, who is that? Or I've never heard of them before, or maybe even potentially not as nice things going around about you. You can only do that by showing up. That's the only way people are going to get to know you. That's the only way you're going to find collaborators. Number four, the value of hearing from professionals in the industry. So you are listening to a podcast currently. I love a podcast as much as the next person, but there is something so refreshing about hearing a message in person. It just hits different. You're going to take away things from it that you might not get spoken across an audio format. And I got to hear from some incredible industry professionals who are doing exactly what I want to do. And they're taking their time to share their habits, their patterns of success. What are the things that they do that help them stand apart? What are the things that they've learned along the way that you can absorb and implement into your own patterns and work life that are just going to shorten the journey for you a little bit? I got to take away top tips from people like Laura Veltz, Molinar, Brent Baxter, Ben Williams, and more. Incredible people who are killing it in the industry right now. I got to just sit back and absorb what they had to say. And some of it might have felt like a reminder and a nice refresher. And then there are other moments throughout the week where I felt like that message was personally tailored to me. It's what I needed to hear in that moment based off where I was in my journey. And it just helped me walk away from that experience having a refreshed view on what are the actions and steps I need to take moving forward. It's also really invaluable to always keep learning and growing and finding new tools of the trade. The day you think you know everything, you're cooked. Because somebody else out there will be a forever student, always looking to learn, and they will be the ones that continue to grow while you only stay stagnant. And then this one I needed to just leave for last because it is the best reminder, which is this week set the bar for Nashville. It set the bar for songwriting, and it set the bar for what the standard should be. Honestly, there were three rounds that really blew me away from start to finish this past week. Those were the tape room round, the Kevin Kaddish round, and the David Hodges round. So the tape room round in particular just blew me away. The truly great storytelling, the hooky melodies, and the lyrics were seriously next level. I can understand why they are at that publisher. They were seriously that good. I walked away so inspired to have familiarized myself with what the bar is and how much I need to continue to practice to get better and better. The twists they were able to have on the hook, or the way they were able to write an entire lyric that felt like they were just talking to a friend, and yet it was some of the most beautiful poetry I've ever heard. That's the standard. That's the thing I want to work towards. And every week we go out and we listen to rounds, and these are really people around town that are kind of like at our level, in a sense. Like, sure, there are going to be some stronger songs and some stronger singers and some stronger artists, but for the most part, we're all independents working on getting that next opportunity. But these are rounds that are people that have made it in the industry, and they've only been surrounded by the best of the best and are able to take what they've absorbed and implement it into their work. And so the tape room round, hands down, was just really reminded myself like just how good you have to be as a songwriter in this town to get a publishing deal. Then the Kevin Kaddish round, that was the one I was the most looking forward to. Kevin Kaddish, he's written with Meghan Trainor. He's written some phenomenal songs. And what I truly took away from that round is how much fun it could be to have a group of friends that have stayed in touch over the years. They continue to write together. They continue to make music. And they truly looked like they enjoyed each other's company. The way they were able to joke around, they knew each other's songs like in and out. Like they must have listened to these before, or they've played together before. And you can just really sense the comfortability that they had on stage with one another. And that's really inspiring to me because at the end of the day, we want to do a job that we love. And I love songwriting. It's my favorite thing I can do. But you also want to have fun and you want to enjoy the experience along the way. And so that was just a really powerful round where it reminded me you can have fun. You can find a network of people you enjoy working with. And if you can do that, you're winning. And then the last round I wanted to call out was the David Hodges round. So this round showed me what great pop music looks like. Now, I love writing country and country pop, outlaw country. I've written some pop punk songs. I've written stuff all across many genres. But I would say that pop music has a really special place in my heart because it's what I grew up listening to. That's what I found on the radio. That's what I sought out for myself to listen to. And then I got exposure to more and more genres the older that I got. And so that round in particular just truly showed me what great pop music sounds like. Like just how catchy the melodies and hooks need to be to stand up as great songs, sometimes years or even decades later. And that's a craft. Songwriting is a craft. You don't just like stumble upon something great. And if you do, it's because you put in the time and the work to strengthen those muscles and those skills. So that way, when you do come across something great, you can recognize it. So I loved that round. That round had David Hodges, Jay Hart, Joe Kirkland, and Stephen Solomon. They were incredible. The Kevin Kaddish round with Ben Burgess, Nathan Chapman, Jake Rose, and Mitch Allen. And then the Tape Room round, the six of them were just incredible. Ben Johnson, Bo Bailey, Jordan Rowe, Will Weatherly, Taylor Phillips, and then surprise Hunter Phelps. So just a great reminder to get out there and listen and grow and learn. Tin Pan South happens once a year, but there's many other songwriting festivals that you can attend. And it just makes me remind myself the importance of those things and to start prioritizing them. Maybe when I'm making my budget for the year or I'm trying to decide how to plan a trip or vacation time, start to prioritize those things. Because if you want to grow in the industry, you have to put the time in. You have to put the energy in. And this is just another great opportunity to do that. So I know this was like a very fast episode about my top tips from Tin Pan South. I've been posting all of these day in the life videos where I went more in depth with some of the stuff I was doing that week on my Instagram, my personal Instagram at PageRuderman_. But if you're not already following me on Instagram at sorude.podcast, make sure to go follow me on there. And I'd love to hear what kind of episodes you're interested in hearing about next. Have a great rest of your day, and I can't wait to chat with you next time. Bye.